Blog Talk Radio.
So true. For us to have the victory, we have to believe we have the victory. You know, I talk a lot on this program about our thoughts, you know, those things that go on up in our head. And we have to see it, then we're going to believe it, then what are we going to do? And we're going to get it, you know. So it all starts with believing. You know, it all starts in our head, you know, of you know, when we go through those storms don't last forever. They're just storms of our lives. And we have to see the land while we're going through the storm. We have to believe that it is going to get better. And once we really get into this, and once we really understand that we are co-creators with the I Am energy, then we're going to see things differently. And then we're going to start getting those things that we need in our lives. Because Spirit wants to bless us every single day. Every single second, Spirit wants to bless us and is blessing us. Sometimes we just don't see the blessings. Sometimes we just don't see those little things that Spirit's doing for us. And so we just got to believe, don't we? All right. In case you don't know what you're listening to, I guess I should tell you that. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. And if you're not tuned in today, then that means you're listening to me archived, and I appreciate you listening archived as well. So, but hopefully you're listening to me live at the moment and, you know, being here with me and sharing the energy of this now moment. You know, I think a lot of times as humans, I know I'm like this sometimes, you know, I'm thinking way ahead, you know, I'm planning things ahead, and there's nothing wrong with planning. There's nothing wrong with that at all, but we don't want to get lost in there. We don't want to just be planning and planning ahead and not being in the now, not being right now, not being present. There's a quote that I love. It says, you know, that the past is the past, the future is unknown, but the right now is a present. You know, that's why we call it present, because it is a present from spirit, you know, that this now moment is existing, and we're so thankful for it. Let's go ahead and tell you the cards that I pulled for the show today from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue. And it's the first card I want to focus on today is the Divine Guidance card. That's what we need in every situation of our lives is that divine guidance. You know, that's what I ask for every single moment of my life. You know, I say, hey, Spirit, you know, lead me, guide me, direct me into what you want me to do. And so it's that divine guidance that we depend on. And then the next card, you know, as we get ready to go out of October, it is Halloween, so happy Halloween. It is the last day of October, so we're getting ready to go into new beginnings. We're getting ready to go into a new month. And as that new month unfolds, I really feel like that November is going to be a month for a lot of us where we're going to start turning around things, that things are going to start breaking free, that we're going to get past the past and into the present and really have those new beginnings for us. And then also I feel like that as we go into November here, the self-acceptance card pops in for today. And really looking at yourself, you know, as you get ready to end another month, you know, really look at you. Really look at where you've been, what you have gone through, and then realize that new beginnings are getting ready to unfold for you as you get ready to go into another month. You know, I'm excited as we go into another month for this program. I'm excited about what Spirit's going to do here and what Spirit's going to be unfolding in my own life. And we're going to do a lot of more teaching here in November. I'm going to start a series about angels coming up. And so really exciting things coming up for Spiritual Talk Radio. And so I'm excited about where Spirit's leading us. But those are the cards for the show today. And so, you know, as you get ready to close out the month, remember that Spirit's leading, guiding, and directing you in every area and every part of your life, okay? Let's go ahead and go to prayer. If you would like to be a part of the program, there's a few callers ahead of you, not very many at this moment. 347-327-9316. You will get on air with me. 347-327-9316. Like I said, there's a few callers on the switchboard at the moment, but not very many at the moment. So try to call in if you'd like to. And also, I want to give you some instructions. We've been having some problems. I wouldn't call them really problems, just things that we need to work on. If you call in and you just want to listen on your phone, that's great, and that's awesome. And a lot of you have to do that. I understand that. But if you would like to speak to me, then you do need to push that one on your phone, and then a little question mark pops up by your number on our switchboard, and that way I know you want to talk to me, and then Rose will get to talk to you and get all that information that we need. So that's how the program works. And that call-in number again is 347-327-9316. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this moment. We thank you for everything that you do for us, and seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, as I reflect on this month and the blessings that you have bestowed upon me, I am so thankful for what you have done in my own life in this month, because a lot of things have calmed down for me, and I am so thankful for that, and just basking in your love and everything that you do for me. And Father, Mother, God, I ask that you would help me as we go into this program, that I would move out of the way and become that vessel that you use on this program. And I am so thankful for the gifts and the abilities that are inside of me and the opportunity that you give me every single moment of my life to share those with my listeners. And I thank you so much for them right now. And I ask that you would meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever they need today, that you would help them. And Father, Mother, God, you know, sometimes life gets rough. Sometimes it feels like that we're hitting brick walls and that nothing is happening. And, you know, it can be a little frustrating at times. But, you know, you always tell us that you're right with us, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, that you're right with us. And I stand on that promise today and that understanding that you are always with us because you are in us. And we thank you for that. Surround us right now. Surround this program, surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we thank you again for this now moment, and we thank you for the opportunity to step into this now moment, and we do so at this time, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, man. Well, like I said, it is Halloween, and I'm going to be sharing a little bit of some stories that have happened to me over time of dealing with the other side, and some I've gone on some investigations and, you know, paranormal investigations and things like that. And, you know, it's really cool to know that our loved ones are with us. You know, that's one thing that paranormal investigators do, or at least I hope that this is what they're doing it for, is to prove to people that there is life after we leave these human forms, that life continues on, that this is not the end. You know, I think a lot of times as humans, I know especially in the United States, you know, we make that feel so final that's the end, and that's not the end. And as a medium, I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to connect you and your loved ones a lot of times on this program, actually, and then also in my business as well. And so, you know, I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. I don't call their numbers. They call my numbers. But I really do appreciate the opportunity to do that for you. So let's go ahead, and I guess it's time to take some calls here. And so let's go ahead and talk to Woody. Hi, Woody. Appreciate you calling in today. How can I help? Okay. Let's move on to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I know I spoke to you on your birthday, and it sounded like you had a wonderful day.
I did. I had an awesome birthday. It was off the hook birthday. So yeah, it was. And I'm glad that you were a part of that. So how can I help you today,
Michael? I have a question for you. I'm doing a lot of spiritual growth, as you know, and listening to a lot of programs. And when I get a charge on something that I would like to do, I'm just wondering, you know, in order to take these programs to clear blocks, find out what they are, you need money to be able to purchase the program. So I've been able to do a lot of work through the beautiful gifts of, you know, people like you that are sharing their gifts. But I'm feeling like I need to go farther, even with programs that you offer, others offer. But it's been 4 years, and the money's not coming. So obviously I'm blocking it, or I'm not resonating in that field of having the money. So what is that with me?
Okay, that's a good, let's look at that and let's see if we can get you some answers, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna be quiet for just a second as I tap in. I know that you said your name already, but could you say your name again out loud for me, please?
Sure, Karen.
Okay, thank you. Let me tap into you. That just helps me tap in. Let's see. The one thing that I don't want you to do, and the one thing that concerned me when you were talking, is that you're thinking there's something wrong with you, and I don't want you to think that, okay? I don't want you to go into that place. A lot of times, you know, when things are not moving, you know, like we think they should or things like that, we're really fast to blame ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And those are old belief systems. Those are, you know, things that have been programmed into us. But I don't see you doing this. I don't see you know anything that you're doing wrong. My dog wants the laser light and I don't know where it is, and that's why the whining noise is going on. But you know, but the one thing I would tell you, I feel like that there's a break here coming for you, where this is breaking loose. I don't know exactly what's causing this. I do feel like that there's a blockage, but you know, I don't know where that's at the moment. But there is some kind of a blockage here, you know, maybe in the way you're thinking about finances. You know, how when you are looking at finances, are you manifesting money coming to you? Do you see money coming to you? Do you do that?
I use the one in the shower where the money's flowing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's good. And you know, continue doing that, because I feel like that as you go. As you get ready to go out of October, which is today, I can't believe that we're out of October already, and going into November. As you go into November, I feel like with a little bit of you know, help from me or help from somebody else, you know, working together, I think that we can look at these blocks and get them out of there. But so money can start flowing to you. Because like you said, you do need to work on some programs that do cost, you know, does cost a little bit of money, you know, and things like that. And that's good that you're seeing that. That's good that you're seeing that. And Spirit is going to honor that because Spirit's not going to put that in you and not give you the finances to do that. Does that make sense? Not going to plant that in you. And say, okay, I want you to do this, but you're not going to have the money to do it. No, that doesn't make any sense to me. And so
yes,
Spirit's
no.
going to give you the money. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because it's like been a huge prayer for me, and I've been doing all the work, and I've learned so
right.
many incredible tools.
Right.
Yeah. I woke up yesterday going, okay, now I've got two jobs, but they're minimum wage. I'm working harder than I ever have
right.
in my life,
right.
and minimum money. So what? Still not having the money to be able to do what I would love to do. So
yeah, and that can be very frustrating when you're working. You know, I know a lot of people that are working like three jobs and still not having any money. You know, so where is the money going? You know, the one thing that I would look at, Karen, is, you know, maybe look at you know, budgeting. You know, where's the money going? You know, where is this going? And I had to do that in my own life, because I was like, okay, I have this money, and then all of a sudden it just disappears. And I'm thinking, okay, where is it going? You know,
yeah.
And so I really look at that. But, you know, I really do feel like as you go in about mid-November, it looks like you're really going to start breaking free of this. And like I said, I would love to work with you and help you find those blocks and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to be able to do it on air today, but you know, I would love to help you in any way I can. So might be something you might consider. Okay, but
yeah. I was thinking it was my relationship and all that was going on that was holding me back because of the energy, right? But I'm thinking
right.
no. I will look into that, Michael.
Yeah, I think it goes a little deeper into like what I'm feeling, Karen. Just really quick here, is
yeah.
what I feel like it goes back into maybe your family, you know, maybe the family dynamics of how they looked at money, things like that. That's what I'm sort of feeling.
That's
maybe a belief system that's in place that you're not even aware of.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
That's so
good. I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped you.
God bless you, Michael. You're amazing.
You too. You take good care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. And, you know, and I think that, you know, that's a good thing to look at. You know, as we get ready to go, you know, out of another month, you know, look at blocks. You know, look at, okay, I'm you know, a lot of times we ask the questions, okay, I want to move forward, but it just feels like something's holding you back. You know, it's just like with me sometimes. You know, I feel like that sometimes I'll get, you know, going and rolling and moving and everything's going, and then boom, you know, I hit something. But, you know, it's in those moments when Spirit is saying, okay, this is what I want you to look at. You know, we have to really look at, you know, like with Karen, you know, finances. We have to look at, okay, if things are not flowing, maybe there's a block. Maybe there is something that you're not even aware of. And maybe it's even on a subconscious level, you know, that you're not aware of it. So, all right. We're going to take a short break really quick here, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
So let's go ahead and go to Woody now. I think he's there. So hi, Woody.
How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
My partner received a contract from that guy we had a meeting from, and I was wondering, we tried to get like a lawyer as well as a management to represent us. I was wondering, would you see anything that come about?
Okay. Yeah, I think at this point, you know, getting an attorney, being sure everything's on the up and up is a good idea. Be sure that you look at contracts, things like that, really close. Especially right now, we're in Mercury retrograde until, you know, a little bit in November. Being sure, you know, if you do sign contracts, be sure you read the fine print and all that stuff. But I really feel like that things are on track with you. I feel like that things are moving finally in a positive direction and keeping moving in a positive direction. So, but the one thing that I keep hearing is, you know, especially where contracts are concerned, you know, be sure that you have a lawyer to look at those and, you know, before you sign anything.
Okay.
Okay? All right. But I only do see, you know, as you go in November and December, as we get ready to end the year here, Woody, I only see good positive things going on, and not just in your professional life, but also in your personal life as well. And so that's a good thing. I really feel like that things are coming together for you in every area of your life right now. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. I mean, I've talked to you a few times. You've called into the program. You've got some readings from me before. I can hear the growth. You might not see it or even feel it, but I can, and I can see that growth in you. So that's an amazing thing, and so you're definitely moving forward. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You hang in there, Woody. All right. Bye-bye. All right, and yeah, and that's good. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't see that growth in ourselves. We don't see that. You know, I look back at, you know, when I first started in the metaphysical stuff, and you know, I didn't really understand what was going on with me. I didn't understand what was happening, and you know, especially because I was really young when I started seeing things that, you know, other people don't see all the time, or hear things that other people don't hear. And you know, I didn't really understand it. I didn't have the people back then, because I'm a little older than some of you, and you know, back in the day, paranormal stuff, metaphysical stuff, just was not something you talked about. Just not something that you put out there. Now, you turn on your television and there's all kinds of paranormal shows on, you know, like Ghost Hunters, some of those others, like Ghost Mine. One of the shows that I really like is Ghost Mine. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel. I think they have, like, marathons on Wednesdays where Ghost Hunters and Ghost Mine are on. So you might just check it out on Wednesdays. But, you know, there's just, you know, some really... you know, I really feel like that people are becoming more open, you know, with spiritual things. And, you know, the one thing I would tell you today, you know, I felt it last night and I feel it very strongly today, is the veil that we create, sort of. We create a veil between us and that world by unbelief. And, you know, that veil is thinning and thinning more and more. And you know, I as a medium... You know, Halloween is, it just amplifies. You know, I don't know exactly why. I can't explain to you why it amplifies, but it does. It just amplifies more and more. And so so the veil between that world is really thin today. And so, you know, you might see more shadow figures. A lot of times, you know, you'll see shadows. And, you know, a lot of times we think, unfortunately... a lot of times we think that if we see something dark and we need to get past this belief system, you know, when we see something dark, we think immediately, man, okay, that's not good because it's dark. That's not the case. And, you know, yeah, there's energies out there that are not so friendly, but, you know, they're not out there to hurt you in any way. You know, that's my belief. You know, I don't believe that they're out there to hurt you. But, you know, I just, you know, I would tell you, you know, today, just be, you know, be aware that the veil is thin today, and that you might see more shadows, you might feel things more today, you know, and things like that. I don't know exactly why that happens, but it does happen on Halloween a lot. And, you know, I think that, you know, earthbound spirits, they like Halloween too. And so they like to have fun. They like to move things. They like to play around. And so, you know, so you might have more activity, and, you know, today and tomorrow. I noticed it last night when I went over to a friend's house. I got out of my car, and I could just feel like something was watching me. And I'm always aware of that and paying attention to that. And, you know, it wasn't like a creepy, you know, feel. It was, you know, just like, oh, okay, you're here, You know, and that's how I've always approached the spirit world, because ever since I was a little kid, you know, I had a friend, she's always telling me, she goes, Michael, it feels like you've always had one foot on this plane and one foot on that plane, and that's how it is. It's sort of like I teeter on a line here, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, because I love it. I mean, I love doing what I do. I love being able to connect you with your loved ones. I love being able to find those answers for you, and love the channel when Stephen wants to talk, and I love all this stuff, and I wouldn't trade it. You know, sometimes, you know, like I said in the past, it's been a little hard for me to understand what was going on. When I remember when I was, I was about 10. Some of you have heard these stories, so just going to have to bear with me today, because I'm going to share, I might be repeating some things that you've already heard, but, you know, we have a lot of new listeners, and some of them haven't heard these stories. And so, but, you know, when I was about 10, I would say, let's back up a little bit here. You know, when I was about 7, I became aware that there was something going on with me, something different. I just felt different. I couldn't explain it. I didn't understand it. You know, I began to, you know, like a lot of kids, you see things coming out of your walls, you hear things in your closet and underneath your bed, and I don't know why they do that. I can't explain to you, but a lot of times they do. And you know, as a 7-year-old kid, I remember seeing, you know, things coming out of my wall. And, of course, it scared me because I didn't understand it. You know, the things that we do not understand, immediately we go into that fear place. And you can imagine, you know, a 7-year-old kid, not, you know, I didn't, you know, my parents are, you know, they might be metaphysical, but they didn't talk about it. You know, these are things that we didn't talk about. It's those unspoken things that a lot of us have. And, you know, at 7, I started seeing things, hearing things, and I was like, whoa, I'm losing my mind. I mean, I'm like going bonkers or something. And so when I was 10, it started increasing more, and I was opening up more. I mean, we started church, and I think that church really helped me begin to really open up to spirit, really begin to go into that place. And I remember one time when I was 10, and then we'll take some more calls here, but when I was 10, you know, I was in the back seat of our family car with my brother, and we had just left the grocery store, I believe, and we were headed home, and I was looking out the window, and we were at a certain corner here and where I live, And I looked out to my left, and there was a little store on the corner, and then there was a house behind the store, and I saw this lady, and she was like in an apron, and she was in a blue dress, and she had, I think, like brownish hair, and sort of not really overweight, but sort of in that area. And but the one thing that I didn't like what I was seeing is I also was seeing this guy behind her. Her hands were tied behind her back, and he was like had a gun or like a knife or something. I'm not sure about that. But, you know, he was dressed in blue jeans, and I saw him. And then I saw the house, and it had like plants on the porch. There was a porch swing, you know, curtains in the window and stuff like that. And I saw this, and we had drove back. And, you know, I should have realized something was going on because my brother wasn't reacting. And I was like, oh, there's a lady in trouble and back there. It looks like she's being robbed or something. So my dad turned the car around really fast, and we went back, and you probably already know that there was nothing there. The house that I saw curtains in had no curtains in them. There was no plants on the porch. There was no porch swing. And I didn't understand why that I saw that. And it scared me. And my dad, because, you know, from 7 till 10, you know, I was telling stuff. I was like, you know, saying, hey, this is there and that's there. And And all the time when I would tell these things, you know, I would get in trouble. And so, you know, my dad thought that I was making things up because, you know, just to get attention, you know, stuff like that. But I wasn't. The things that I was seeing, the things I was experiencing was real, but nobody was acknowledging that. So because of that, I began to shut my gifts off. I began to not talk about them so much. You know, I still saw things. I still experienced things. I just stopped talking about them because, you know, when people give you that look, if you ever got that look, a lot of you are metaphysical, so you probably, you know, in your life had that look, that raised eyebrow, like, okay, what's wrong with this person, you know? And so, but, you know, those are real experiences for me, and those are real things that happen. So let's go ahead and talk to Margie. Appreciate you calling in. Hi. Hello, Margie? All right. That's happening a lot. Maybe it's Mercury retrograde. I don't know. Let's go to Exodus. That's an interesting name. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate you calling in. I love your name. So it's awesome.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Michael, I have talked to you a couple times in the past.
Okay.
Regarding me trying to find a job, and I finally found a job, and I started this week, and I'm wondering if you see this being a long-term position for me, or, you know, I'm not sure about the lady that runs this place. I'm not sure if she likes my work or if she likes me, if it's going to be a stable thing.
Okay. Yeah, the one thing that I feel is a lot of nervousness. I mean, when I'm tapping into your energy, I can also hear it in your voice. You're really nervous, maybe calling in. I don't know, but you just are really. You have a lot of nervous energy right now, and I think it goes around with this job. You know, and the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, a lot of times we are trying to please people. We want to, you know, we want to put a good impression. We want, you know, people to like us. We want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I feel like that this job, I feel like you're going to be there for a while, but I don't feel like it's going to be that job that you're going to retire from. Following what I'm saying, I feel like you're going to be there for a while. How long that while is, I don't know. I have about a 2-year window, and I see at least 2 years there. That doesn't mean that it would end in 2 years. It's just as long as I can see it at this moment. But, you know, I feel like you need to relax a little bit because you are qualified to do this job and you know, just go there and relax because Spirit brought you there for a reason. There's a reason why you're there and, you know, maybe learning more about yourself, learning more about the people around you. But I feel like it's going to be a good job for you. I feel like you will learn a lot of stuff and it will give you that step to something more permanent down the line.
Yeah, I just, she kind of like this whole week has been hovering over me,
right,
and kind of critiquing my
right.
work, which I ran into at the last position I was in that I got laid off. I was blindsided.
Right.
I thought everything was going well, and then I got laid off again.
Right.
And I just don't want that to happen here. I mean, I'm not sure this – do you see if she likes me or what,
yeah,
what does she think
yeah.
about me? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's just her. I feel like that if you watch around, maybe she does that with the other people as well. I think it's just her personality. It's just who she is. But I feel like that she likes you. I wouldn't take that personal, you know, with her, you know, doing that. I've had, you know, people where I've worked before do the same thing. It's just what their job requires them to do. You know, she's just really precise. She wants things done a certain way, and so, but that's just how it is. But like I said, I don't see you getting laid off from this job, you know, with about the 2-year window that I can see here at the moment. I see you there for at least 2 years and possibly even way beyond that, but that's not as clear as this 2-year window with you. I feel like I said, like, and what's really interesting about this, how you're seeing this boss at the moment, I feel like that, you know, over time you will get to know her more and more, and that you guys will sort of have like even a friendship So that's a good thing. But right now, yeah, you know, it's nervous. You're in a new position. You're in a new job and stuff like that. So I would just keep moving forward.
Okay. Do you see her leaving at all? Or because that's kind of the reason I'm there is because she has health issues, I guess, or something she has to take care of. And I'm not sure if she just wants me to fill in while she's out or if, you know, I feel
like that you are going to be there even when, you know, when she does leave. I would say that she is leaving, looks like about, you know, maybe possibly at the end of this year,
okay.
Where she leaves for a while. But even when she comes back, you're still there. So that's a good thing. So get that worry out of your head, okay?
Okay. Thank you,
all
Michael.
Right. You're welcome.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times we create these fears ourselves. We're creating problems ourselves, and hey, I've done it, and I still do it sometimes. You know, we got to watch those thought patterns. I mean, earlier this morning, I was like just sitting meditating, and all of a sudden, this thought came through my head, and I was like, whoa, where the heck are you coming from? And why am I even thinking this? And I thought, no way, I'm not going to think this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go on that merry-go-round again. I've been on that merry-go-round and it made me sick. So I don't want to go that way again. And I was like, whoa, I don't think so. And, you know, so, you know, what I say sometimes on this program, you know, we can't control everything that goes through our head, but we can control of how long we let it stay in our head. How much do we entertain it? How much do we play around with it? Do you know that we're sometimes when we're in our heads, we're playing around with stuff that we don't need to be playing around with. So if you're having a negative thought, you know, especially, one came in today about, you know, about me and was talking to me about me. And I was like, okay, no, I don't think so. You know, I'm doing good and I'm going to stay doing good. You know, things are finally moving on an even keel and I'm going to keep it on that even keel. We have to work sometimes to balance. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, I loved the teeter-totter. I loved the teeter-totter. And I don't see as many teeter-totters as I used to, but you know, when I was a little kid, I loved the teeter-totter. You know, I loved that challenge of finding that balance. You know, the other person on the other end and trying to find that balance, I love that. And that's what we have to do in our lives. We have to find that balance. You know, and sometimes we need to reach out to other people to help us balance. So, all right, let's go ahead and talk to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I went to the doctor a couple days ago, and I'm getting some blood work probably today or tomorrow. But my kidneys, what's going on with my kidney on the left side?
Okay.
Can't sleep.
All right. Yeah. I didn't hear a lot of what you said because I don't know, maybe we didn't have a good connection or whatever. So you're having let me be sure that I understand what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I heard is you're having trouble with your kidney on your left side. You're having pain on your left side and this is causing you not to sleep. Did this just recently start?
Yeah, maybe 3 days, 4 days.
Okay. Yeah, I've been having pain on my left side as well, and this could also be, you know, part of the awakening process. Have you seen a doctor about this yet?
Yeah, I went to see him, and then I have to get blood work today or tomorrow whenever I feel like going in.
Yeah, I would do it today. I wouldn't put.
Okay.
I don't want to scare you. I don't want to make you worry or anything like that. But I'm a little concerned about this, Holly. I wouldn't just brush this off, okay? I don't want you to get scared. I don't want you to get nervous. But I want you to be aware that there is something going on, okay? So go get the blood work done because the sooner you know what's going on, the sooner you can start working on getting it better. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So So don't put it off because, you know, especially even if it goes away, I would still get the blood work done. You know, I would still, you know, maybe the pain, you know, I've done this in my own life. You know, I've had a pain and then all of a sudden it eases up and I think, okay, it's better. No. And, you know, sometimes we just don't feel the pain. That doesn't mean that it's better. It's still there. And so there is something going on. I will tell you there is something going on with your kidney on that side. I can feel it. And so I would just definitely get the blood work done. And don't go into, like I said, don't go into a place of fear. Just, you know, trust that whatever is going on, Spirit can heal it. Spirit can take care of it. There's nothing bigger than the Spirit within you, Holly. And so just remember that, okay?
Is it from the medicine I take every day?
I feel like it is a medical, medicine issue, yeah. So they can adjust that and they can get that fixed, okay?
Okay, dokie.
All right, no problem. You take care of yourself and get that blood work done, okay?
I will, thank you.
All right, thank you, Holly. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times when, you know, things are going on in our bodies, you know, we go into that place, oh my gosh, you know, in that place of fear, and the Spirit wants us to go into a place of faith because, you know, I don't know about you, but the Spirit within me, it can handle anything. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, and a lot of times I have people ask me this question. They go, well, Michael, if Spirit can handle everything in my life, then why do I have to go through some of these things? Remember, you are a spiritual being housed in a human body, having human experiences. For whatever reason, you chose to have certain experiences in your life. You chose some of these things to learn how to deal with pain. Maybe, you know, you have an illness that is, you know, ongoing. There's reasons for this. I don't totally understand them. I don't get it sometimes. But, you know, I've had this talk with Spirit a lot of my own spiritual journey and you know, saying, okay, what the heck is going on here? And why do I have to go through this? But, you know, some of it I chose to help me understand more. You know, a lot of the things that I've gone through in my life, if I hadn't gone through them, I wouldn't be able to help people like you. You know, if I hadn't gone through a divorce, I wouldn't know how that felt. If I hadn't lost my job, you know, with layoffs, I wouldn't understand how that feels. I wouldn't be able to relate. You know, a lot of times we go through stuff so we can relate to people, that we can say, hey, you know what, I've been there. I understand that. You know, there's some things I haven't been through, but a lot of stuff I've been through, and I can relate pretty well with a lot of people because I've been there. You know, I deal with depression. I understand that struggle. I understand how that feels. I understand that. So, you know, I asked Spirit, especially with me dealing with depression a lot, you know, I asked Spirit a long time ago, I said, I don't get it. Why do I have to go through this? Why? And Spirit said, so you can understand other people, that you can help other people know that there's light at that dark, you know, at the end of that tunnel. You know, and so that's what we have to realize, is that no matter what we're going through, there's always light. There's always an end. And so that's a good thing, isn't it? To know that whatever you're going through is going to end. Doesn't continue to go on and on and on and on. So, all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Carol. Hi, Carol. Appreciate calling in today.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, actually. I'm beyond good, I think. Whatever that is, I don't know what that is, but
well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. You're open for Spirit to work through you. That's beautiful.
I know. I am. Yeah. How can I help?
Yeah. I just would like a general reading. Thanks.
Okay. I was grabbing the cards as you were saying that. So let's
you must
go ahead.
Be psychic.
I must be a little bit. I think. Yeah. I think I have that ability.
Yeah.
So. I have friends. It was funny, on my birthday, people were trying to surprise me, and you know, it's a little hard to surprise me because, you know, of the gift I have. So I tried to shut that down a little bit so they can surprise me a little.
Absolutely. But,
yeah, because they're always like, well, how can we surprise you? I was like, I don't know. All right, but let's go ahead and pull some cards for you.
Okay.
All right. The very first card I pulled is the trust card. Just trust yourself, you know, as you move forward with your business. Trust that you're going to make the right decisions and stuff like that. Just ask Spirit to help you with that as you advance forward. The next card, as you do so, as you go into November, I'm really excited about November for you because I really feel like November is going to be that freedom month where a lot of your old baggage, a lot of that old junk falls off of you, and you're just going to be soaring, you're just going to be flowing with Spirit a lot more. So I definitely see that for you. And don't let anything stop your dreams right now, you know, dreaming bigger.
Okay.
You know, even with yourself, don't let yourself settle. You know, I think a lot of times we settle. Does that make sense to you? I think that we get to a point and everything's going well and we're happy and everything's flowing well. But Spirit wants us to reach higher, you know, more and more. And so, you know, just remember. And the other thing with this dream card, I feel like that Spirit's saying here, is that you are going to fulfill those dreams. That, you know, a lot of it's already happening. You're already seeing it. Does that make sense to you? And so,
yes, it does. So
just don't give up on that. Just keep moving forward on that. And one more card, and watch your intention. You know, be sure that your intention is pure. I know it is, but just, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that we have to watch what our intent is. You know, why are we doing what we're doing? You know, and so we have to check that sometimes. You know, we have to be sure that we're not doing things for a selfish reason, that we're, and I don't see that with you at all. You know, I believe that you really have a heart for people and you really want to help people. So just be sure that your intent is really clear. Okay?
Okay. All right. That's great. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. You too.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. And that's what you have to, we always have to watch our intent. I'm going to share another quick story with you about paranormal experiences that I've had, and I remember, you know, when I first started stepping out, you know, it wasn't until, man, it was not until my adulthood that things started really opening up for me again, and I was, I remember about 2001, things really started popping again for me, and I really started experiencing things. And I remember one day I was coming home from work and was going to my apartment, which was not very far away from where I worked, and where I live is a pretty older town, and you know, there's a lot of history here, a lot of things, and I remember one day, it was that evening, and I was going home, and I was walking up the street, and this building that had some apartments above it in the day, now those apartments aren't there, but, I saw this woman just waving, and I waved back at her and acknowledged her. Because that's what we need to do with spirits. You know, we have to say, okay, hey, you know, I see you. Can you imagine a lot of times, you know, a lot of spirits on our planet, they haven't been seen for a while. And so you get somebody like me, and, you know, I had a friend last night. She was sharing a paranormal story of her own, and she was telling me that one time she lived in this house in the same town where I live, And one time she saw this spirit, and, you know, it was like you caught, you know, it was like, you know, how you, sometimes you'll go, like, into a room and somebody else is right there, and it sort of startled you. So it was like she saw the spirit, and it startled her, and it was like, you know, the spirit was startled, too, and it just stood there for a minute. And And then, you know, she said, okay, you go on now. And so it did and stuff like that. But, you know, I remember, you know, acknowledging spirits, acknowledging that they're there. And because they are. Your loved ones are around you. A lot of you know, people ask me, so, well, Michael, is a paranormal activity that's going on in my house, like lights flashing, phones ringing, you know, nobody's there. You know, a lot of times we're missing these things. You know, I remember one time I was just sitting in my house and the phone rang. I went to the phone and nobody was there. And I sit back down. The phone rang. Nobody was there. This happened 3 or 4 times. And finally, it dawned on me that, okay, this could be paranormal activity. This could be a spirit. And so I said, hello. And I heard a little bit of static. And I realized, okay, a spirit's trying to contact me. A spirit's trying to get through. A lot of our loved ones, when they make that transition, you know, it will take them a while to communicate with us. And also, I would tell you, if you've had a recent loss, I would give it some time before you contacted a medium or something like that. I would give it some time because your emotions are raw. You know, you're just not ready, I don't think. And a lot of times I tell people, you know, that I said, I don't know if you're ready. And so I understand that, you know, wanting to talk to them, and it takes them a while to adjust. Okay, I would tell you, it takes a while for them to adjust. And so, you know, some loved ones can get through pretty quick. If they have a lot of strong energy, they can get through pretty quick. But a lot of times, you know, people say, well, Michael, can you pick up on my uncle? Well, your uncle might not want to talk right then, but it does not mean that they don't love you or they don't care about you or they don't want to talk to you. They just don't want to at that moment. And so I would just tell you that, just to keep that in the back of your mind when you contact a medium of that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to 985. You're on air with me. Hi.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hello. Hi, Michael. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I am good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. Listen, I want a general reading. I've been listening to your show now for a couple of days, and I really, really like it. So that's why I called in. That's why I waited. So anything that comes up here.
Okay. I appreciate you listening to the show, and so welcome to the program. I appreciate you you know, spirit leading you to us. So that's an awesome thing. So,
sure.
All right, let's go ahead. I'm going to just shuffle the cards here and be sure that we get a good read here. So,
all right.
I love your energy. Your energy seems really awesome. I love what I'm feeling around you. Now, do you read yourself? Do you read cards yourself? Why would I see cards around you?
I do read cards, but I prefer using my own ability. You know, my own intuition. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I use them as guides.
Yeah, that's how I do too. Sometimes I don't even use them at all, and then there's days that, you know, spirit leads me and said, okay, hey, you know, you just need a little bit of a tool. You know, when I first started reading a long time ago, you know, I was sort of dependent on them, you know, and you know, as I've grown, you know, my abilities have grown. And so I just hold them sometimes and stuff like that. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here. And let's see. You're really going into a cycle of blessings. That's the very first card I'm pulling for you. That's what you want a reader saying. Okay, you're really getting ready. You're really getting ready to go into that place of blessing. I really feel like November and December are going to be months of things really opening up for you. I feel like that there has been a little bit of a blockage, but I feel like that has passed. And I think you have felt that. I think you feel a little block. But that is passing now and moving out of your way. You're really going into a place of enchantment, a magical time. You're going to see things happening for you that you never expected to happen for you. So that's an awesome thing. That's what I like to see too. As a reader, I love to see that. And you got that divine guidance card, you know, really moving into a place of more spiritual growth for you and stuff like that. So only see good for you. So that's an awesome thing. All right?
All right, Michael. So I'm coming out of the slump. I've been in a slump since July of this year. A little bit of a slump. It's been more emotional than anything. So that's going to be lifting.
It's going to be lifting. And I think a lot of people, I know for myself, you know, about July, I really went into a what I call an emotional roller coaster. And so I think a lot of people have gone through that. You know, July, August, September for me was really an emotional roller coaster for me. And that's what I feel like was with you. But I also feel like that what Spirit is saying also here with this is, you know, look at the lessons you learned, you know, and every time that we go through a rough spot, I know with me, I come out stronger. You know, I come out more determined to move forward. And so, you know, just keep moving forward and learn the lessons that Spirit's wanting you to learn, okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Michael. And you have a wonderful Halloween. Yes.
All right, you too.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yes.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So, anybody got any candy? I want candy. So, but maybe I'm going to have to go get my own. Hold on for just a minute. I need to take a drink. Water does the body good. All right. Let's talk to Anne Marie. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
Good. How can I help you?
Yes. I called you before in the past about me getting a job. I gained a job in the end of December of last year, and September of this year, I became laid off, and I was wondering, will I be going back to work in the environment that I was in before?
Okay. So you're asking Spirit if you're going to go back to where you were? Is that correct?
Yes. Not within the same company, within another company.
Okay, so you don't want to go back to the same company. You want to go someplace else. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing yes on this. I feel like that you will be going back to work. I would say that you're going to hear something really, really soon. I don't know exactly what that means with Spirit. I would say at least before Thanksgiving. But I keep hearing really, really soon that you should hear something. So that's a good thing. You know, that's what you want. So, but I definitely see you going back to work.
Now, would this be within the position of a project controller or project manager?
Project manager.
Okay, because that's what I'm gunning for.
That's what I keep hearing. It's like management, because I feel like that you're going to be like giving orders or something like that, and be more in control. So that would make sense to me that it would be like a management position, something like a supervisor position, something like that.
Anything else you pick up for me?
Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick here, okay? Let's see what the cards are saying for you today. Spiritual growth. I love that card when it pops up. I get so excited because that's what the show's always focused on is you growing spiritually. And awakening and stuff like that. Everybody has their own spiritual journey. I have my own spiritual journey. You have your own spiritual journey. I love that card when it pops up. So I see a lot of spiritual growth for you. And everything is coming together in divine timing. You know, I know that you're a little frustrated because I know how it feels to get laid off. I've been laid off for a while now. And it's a scary thing because you got bills still piling up and you're wondering where the money's going to come from. But, you know, Spirit's saying that that's breaking free and you should be going back to work. So it's all in the divine timing of Spirit. And you know, stand in the truth and integrity that I can hear in your voice. You have that. So, you know, as you go back to work, stand in that and work from that point. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. So I appreciate you calling in. Let's go ahead and let's tell you that I am running a special right now. Today is the very last day of that special. My readings are half off right now, and so you might want to think about setting up a reading with me. How would you do that if you want to set up a reading with me? I'm going to tell you. You go to www.insightswithmichael. It's all one word. It's Insights with Michael. www.insightswithmichael, and you're wondering where the dot is, .com. All right, www.insightswithmichael.com. Be sure you get the S in there. It's I-N-S-I-G-H-T-S with Michael. Be sure you get that S in there. All right. Might just want to think about it and do it. And the one that I want to tell you, you can do it, and it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you do it today. You can set up readings with me for November, because you can't set up a reading with me today. I just don't have, I don't have any openings today. But you can go ahead and book those now at that price. And so you can book ahead into November, or even as far as into December. But you know, get that sell price, you know, right now. All right. You know, and also if you do want to get a reading today, you could contact me through my email just to see if I had an opening, maybe later on in the day. You can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. Okay. If you need answers today, and you're going, well, I need answers right now. And so if that's the case, you know, contact me through my email, and we'll see if I can squeeze you in somewhere and get that done for you. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to 352. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. I'm going to schedule a reading because I have a couple of questions of what you said yesterday. But
okay.
However, something weird happened yesterday. And So I got a phone call from my friend, which is due any day now. And how she was talking to me, I kind of don't think that she's supposed to be the person who I'm supposed to be caring for her child. But is it a possibility that it may be temporary, or I mean not temporary, but not permanent? Yeah, just temporary, like something just to help her out, or
okay.
How does that go?
Okay. All right. Let me be sure that I have the question right for spirit here, because I'm not sure where the question is, and that's just me. I think I've been reading for a little bit, so I might be getting a little bit of tired here. But let me go ahead and be sure. So this woman, you're asking spirit if you're going to be taking care of this child on a temporary basis. Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Yes. And okay. I tried to talk to my spirit guides. I want to make sure the answer that I was getting was the answer that you're getting.
Okay, I'm getting yes. Did you get a yes?
Was getting yes, but
yeah, I'm getting yes. I and the one thing that spirit's telling me here is a little bit of fear, a little bit of doubts is sneaking in here a little bit. But, you know, trust your own intuition, because I'm getting what you're getting, and I'm getting yes. And, you know, so because I really feel like that the one thing that you have a spirit within you that is awesome. I love your energy, and this child needs positive energy, you know, around it, and that's what you can provide to this child. You know, how long this temporary thing is, I don't know that, but I do feel like it is temporary. But I also believe that it's a part of this child's plan to be with you, and learn from you. And you're going, well, this child is just a baby and stuff like that, but they can learn and they pick up stuff. And so, but, you know, and the energy that's around them is very important at this stage, and that's why I feel like that this child's coming into your path. Because, like I said, you got awesome energy, you're an awesome person, so don't doubt yourself, okay, or don't doubt the situation. Spirit can work it all out, all right?
is it supposed to be after she has the baby, or she'll have the baby for a while and then I take?
I feel like that the baby, when the baby arrives, will be with her for a little bit, and then you step in. Okay? That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Hopefully I helped, and I'm looking forward to reading for you a little bit longer down the line. All right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and again, that website to set up readings with me, the sale does end today at midnight. It is www.insightswithmichael.com. I might have some time today to read for you, so drop me an email and we'll see if we can squeeze you in somewhere. And but it's www.insightswithmichael.com. Otherwise, you can put those, you know, for November as well, or go into December. I think you can go almost, you know, for a whole year. But, you know, so, you know, also, readings make good, I sound like a commercial here, but readings make good Christmas gifts, you know. Find out what's going to be ahead in the year ahead. So I can't believe that we're talking about Christmas, but it's right around the corner, actually. I'm amazed sometimes. I'll go in the stores, and it's not even Halloween, and they got Christmas decorations out, you know, Christmas trees up. It's like, whoa, okay, slow down a little bit. You know, let's enjoy the now. All right. So hopefully you're enjoying the now today. Let's talk to Margie. Hi, Margie.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are
you
doing?
On finally. I'm good. I well, tried to go to you earlier, and you disappeared on us. So.
Yes, I know. And then I accidentally hung up once too, and it's like, oh, geez.
Hey, Mercury,
I really needed
Mercury,
to talk to you or not.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde at its finest. So, how can I help?
I think just a general reading.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and let me. I'm actually going to grab my animal cards, and we're going to switch up cards here.
Okay.
And get a fresh perspective from the cards. And
all right, sounds good.
So your energy seems good today, so that's a good thing. So,
well, good. Good yeah, to hear that.
How did your surgery go? How did things go?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, they actually have me walking on it already. So
good. That's good.
I know. She wants it.
Yeah. So. All right, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you.
Okay.
The panda pops in here and definitely talking about create a sacred space for yourself in your home or place of work. So what that means today for you is, you know, be sure that you spend some me time with spirit. You know, you have some time off from work right now, and just take this time to really work on your spiritual growth, your spirituality. And by creating a sacred place in your home, I believe that everybody should have a place in their home where they go to meditate, where they go to be quiet, you know, away from TVs, away from all the distractions that life can throw at us at times. And so create that space in your home if you haven't already. And then the boar card pops in here and says, face your problems head on with confidence and courage. And you will emerge victorious. I love emerging victorious. So whatever whatever you're facing right now, just know, you know, hey, just say, you know what, I'm in control here. You know, a lot of times we let our minds chatter and chatter and chatter. And especially right now, you got some off time off of work because, you know, you're having some surgeries and stuff, you know. And so your mind, you know, can, if we just leave that thing idle, it just starts chattering. And so, you know, stand in your confidence and say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to listen to that, you know, because it's not true. And so, you know, I would definitely move in a really positive direction. Next card, the goose card, and it says take time to rest. It's interesting. Take time to rest and recuperate rather than continue your striving. So, you know, just take it easy right now. And stuff like that, you know, just don't try to overdo, You know, just take it very slow. And I believe everything's going to work out and you're going to feel a whole lot better. You're going to almost be a brand new you when this is all done physically. So that's the thing. All right. So I appreciate you calling in. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. All right. All right. You have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah. And let's go ahead and let's take 510. You're my last call today so far. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
I need a reading on what's coming ahead for me.
Okay. Could you say your name out loud for me, please?
Tamika.
Okay. Could you say it one more time? I didn't quite get it.
Tamika.
Tamika. Okay, thank you. All right. I just wanted to be sure I was tapping to your energy and not somebody else's. Okay. So let's. So your question is what again here? I'm sorry.
I'm trying to see what do you see coming ahead for me? Anything positive, enlightening?
Okay, let's go ahead, and I'm going to switch back to my other cards here, and I just have a better feel with them today, so we're going to switch back to my angel cards, and I'm going to shuffle them here, and let's see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's just shuffle them one more time here. The one thing that are you a worrier? Do you worry a lot?
Yeah, at this time in life, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So was there something that brought this on? Because I feel like that there was something that happened that sort of got you off balance a little bit. Because does that make any sense? I feel like if we go back,
you're right.
If we go back a couple years or something, you know, I feel like that we would see a pattern here. I mean, does that make sense? I feel like if we go back, you know, something happened and then you got more. More in a place of distress, more of a place of worry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just feeling very stuck right now. I got good news for you. So you're coming out of that.
Are you laughing? Okay.
Yeah. Hey. I love it when I see these kind of things. Because I know how it feels to be stuck. I know how it feels to be overwhelmed. And that's where you are. And when I see Spirit getting ready to kick that door open for you, yeah, of course I'm going to laugh because I'm going to see that joy and see that stuff happening for you. So that's what I get excited about. Let me go ahead and pull some cards on this. Spirit's going to bring in an energy as you go into November. The playfulness card pops in here. So you're going to be lightening up more. You're going to be more open. And things are going to really start moving. Now, have you been really struggling financially? Because I see that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My God.
Yeah. It's like way beyond struggling. It's like.
Yeah, I feel like I'm stuck in a well, a ditch.
Out. Yeah, and the harder you try to climb out of that well, the more you slide right back down. I've been there too. Understand that. So I think I've been in the same well. But, you know, we get out of that. And I really feel like as you go into December, you're going to see a financial break here where things are going to start flowing a lot better for you. As you go into 2014, let's talk about 2014. 2014 is going to be that year where you're not going to be struggling as much. You know, you're going to have those hiccup days. You're going to have those days, you know, that, you know, you have a bad moment here or there, you know, things are not going to be perfect, but things are going to be a whole lot better financially for you as you go into 2014. Still feel a little bit of struggle, you know, this year. We're November, December. I feel there's still going to be a little bit of struggle here. But the one thing that I really like and the one thing that I was laughing about is I see Spirit just – my Spirit guide is funny, and he – have you ever seen, like, police shows where they take that ram thing, they – bust the door open. You know, my spirit guide had that, and he was just busting a door open for you. And so that's why I was laughing, because of what I was seeing in my head. And so, but he's pretty funny sometimes. But, you know, you're going to have that break. You know, as you, you know, you're going to have this little bit of struggle still. You know, this year, I feel like that things are really turning around for you. By the time you hit mid-December, you're going to start feeling a little bit of relief, you know, that place of breathing. And so and then as you go into 2014, I really feel like that the finances are going to start flowing a lot better for you, where you're not going to be in this pit. You're going to finally get out of that well, and you're going to see daylight. You know, when I'm talking about this, it's been a little gloomy here today because it's been raining. Now the sun's popping out, and so that's what's going to happen with you. I only see good things ahead for you for 2014. So just, you know, just know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, okay? You are going to get out of that well, all right?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Hang in there, okay?
All
right. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and Rose, I'm going to go ahead and take Robert's call, but after that, we're going to close the phone lines. I might reopen them, but we're going to close them for a while. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You don't sound like you are doing good? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad that your energy is good. How can I help you today?
Just a general reading there, brother.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and shuffle the cards here really quick and see what's going on, all right?
Yeah.
How's the weather up there?
Well, it's raining, windy.
Okay.
Well, it's good to knock off the leaves, so.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, that where I live in Kansas, and you know, the leaves are turning. I love autumn. I love this time of the year because all the beautiful colors.
Amazing.
I just look at the creation that Spirit has created, and I go, wow, awesome artist. You know,
well, I like to walk in the woods to get the energy, you know. You feel the energy, eh? So it's so beautiful,
these
colors and these energies. They're like, wow.
I love, like, walking in the woods when the leaves are falling and stuff like that. So I think my dog just said hello. It's like, Angel even wants to say hi to you. The dream card is the very first card I pulled for you, Robert. You know, just follow your dreams, hang on to your dreams, don't get discouraged, things are going to work out for you. You know, I think a lot of times when things are not working in our timing, you know, Spirit steps in and says, hey, you know what, you know, keep following your dream, keep reaching for that, keep, you know, don't settle, you know, just keep growing. And also right now is a healing time for you, an emotional healing time, so, you know, just let Spirit take care of that. And then the Serenity card pops in here. I really feel like that as you go into November, Robert, I really feel like you're going to start feeling that peace. You're going to start settling down. Your emotions are going to start settling down a little bit. And you're really going to step into a more serene place. Stay focused. Like I said, you know, with the dream card, stay focused on your spiritual growth. You're doing good. You know, I've talked to you a little bit here and there, so I definitely see spiritual growth in you. And, you know, as you go into November, a lot of harmony is going to be stepping into your path. So, you know, those are awesome cards, so hopefully
you
enjoyed your reading.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you.
Day.
Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, when I let's go back to some of my paranormal stories. I remember I worked for a cleaning company for a big majority of my life, and we had an account someplace where I live, and I can't say where, but I remember one night we had been losing workers. Nobody could stay there. I mean, we were going through workers like crazy, and I would have to fill in sometimes, and I remember one time me and a coworker, we were, you know, stripping some floors there, and you know, I could tell that something was going on with him, so I asked, you know, I said, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, I don't know how to talk about this. And I was like, okay. And, you know, this was late at night. This was about 11:30, maybe around midnight. And we were in there, you know, stripping the floors and getting ready to rewax them and stuff like that. And And so there was nobody else in the building besides me and him. And he said, I don't know how to tell you this. And I was like, just tell me. Can't be that weird. And he said, well, do you hear a little kid laughing? And I was like, yeah, I've been hearing it for a while. And he goes, me too. And so we went looking around, and we couldn't find any kid, you know, because there was nobody supposed to be in the building. This was about, like I said, 11:30 at night. And so, and, you know, there was no kid in there. And then one other time I went back to the same place to fill in cleaning and I remember going downstairs, and there was an exit door, a glass exit door. And as I was coming down the stairs, I looked into I could see the lobby in the glass. And in the glass, I saw a little boy standing there with he was in a brown coat and like a brown stocking hat. And it looked like back in an older period of time. And I thought, oh, there's a kid in the building. And again, this was late at night, and there shouldn't have been a kid there. And so I went to the lobby, and I was like, okay, there's no kid around. And then I thought, okay, because I had been watching Ghost Hunters and stuff like that, and, you know, the thing they're supposed to debunk. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, I went back to the glass, and I couldn't see the same thing that I just saw. And I thought, okay, that's a little strange. And there was no coats, there was nothing hanging that would had represented that. So I thought, okay, that's probably, you know, the kid that we've been hearing laughing. And so, you know, it was a strange experience. It was, you know, a thing like that. And I had a talk with it, you know, once I realized what was going on. I just sat down and in a chair, and I said, okay, I recognize you, I know you're here, I can feel you and stuff like that. And I think you just have fun with the people that come here to work, and you're scaring them. And could you please, you know, not do that anymore? Then after I had that conversation with the spirit, we had a worker that filled in, and they were there for a longer period of time because we were going through workers like every other week almost. And, you know, because it could be a little scary. If you don't know what's going on and you hear laughter and you hear things moving and things like that, it can be a little nerve-wracking. But, you know, and as I've grown, my abilities have grown, and, you know, I just love, the spirit world. I love, being able to see them, being able to hear them, being able to feel them and sharing those gifts with you. I mean, like I said earlier in the program, it's just an awesome thing. And, you know, I see spirits all the time, you know, but also the other thing that you have to do is you have to step. Talking about that, it never fails. Every time I do the show, the phone will ring, the other phone. So that's okay. We're just going to let it ring. But like I said, you know, you have to set boundaries. You have to say, you know, what you have to do is you have to set boundaries and things like that. So one thing I did with the you know, the one thing that you have to do is you have to set boundaries. One thing I did with the spirit world when I first started opening up again, it was like having a TV, a radio, everything chattering all at the same time. And so I thought, okay, that's going to drive me bonkers if that doesn't calm down. And so what I did is I said, okay, let's talk one at a time because I can't hear all of you. I can't understand what you're saying. You're all talking at the same time. And that's not good. So I set a boundary. I said, okay, one at a time. You know, I sort of say, okay, take a number, wait in line, and I'll get to you when I get to you. And, you know, and that. And the other thing that I did when I was a kid, I had to sleep with a light on almost because it was just like chattering constantly. And so I said, you know, so I set boundaries, you know, at a certain time of night now. Spirits cannot communicate with me because they don't sleep. They don't have to do that. So they're always chattering. They're always doing stuff. And so I said, okay, you know, I'm still in human form. I need to sleep. And so, you know, you gotta set boundaries. And the other thing that I've done in my journey is I've learned, you know, also how to say, okay, I only want to see good things. I want to see those things that be can prevented, you know, things like that. I don't want to see the bad things, because I remember when I first started reading, I would have people come to me with a lot of emotional stuff, and I would see abuse and things like that, and that was just overwhelming for me because I'm very sensitive. And so I thought, okay, I got to set boundaries. I got to set lines. I got to set limits. And that's what we got to do. You know, I know a lot of people tonight are going to be out roaming around, and, you know, a lot of people on Halloween, that, you know, they go and do paranormal investigations at cemeteries and different things like that. And that's great, and that's all good. And just the only thing that I would ask is please respect the spirit world. You know, you wouldn't want somebody coming into your home and yelling and screaming and telling you to hit them and all that stuff. That would just be a little bonkers. And so don't do that with the spirit world. Respect the spirit world. One thing that I've learned in my own journey and my own growth is I respect them, because they are still humans. They're just in spirit. I mean, they still have that stuff, and not the emotions, you know, like hate and anger and all that stuff. But, you know, earthbound spirits are something that are real, and they do have those emotions. So, you know, because they're still earthbound, they're still on this plane. They're stuck in a lot of ways. So, you know, if you go out and you're doing stuff tonight, you know, remember to respect everybody, you know, the people that are still on this plane and the people that are on the spiritual plane. Show respect. I see them just like I would see you, and I talk to them just like I would talk to you. And a lot of them are my friends, and a lot of them are my buddies. And so I show respect. And so that's very important. I remember one time I was asked to go on a paranormal team, and the one thing that I told them right away, I said, you know, I asked them some questions. I said, you know, how do you do your investigations? You know, do you show respect to the spirit world? You know, stuff like that. And they said, absolutely. And I said, okay, I'd go with you. It was a very interesting time in my life, and I learned a lot about investigations. I had never really gone on one with where they had the real cameras, the, you know, the real tools of paranormal stuff. And so it was really a great experience for me, and a very interesting thing. I probably never will forget it, but it was a really good thing. But I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up for the day. I feel like that we're done. I feel like that the energy is saying that we're done. So, but we will not be on air tomorrow. I'm going to take tomorrow off because I have an event on Saturday. So I'm going to take tomorrow off from it's a show anyhow. If you want to set up readings with me, that's great. I would have time to do some tomorrow. But as far as the show goes, we will be off air. Now, that could change, so you can mark us as a favorite, and that way you'll get reminders of when we are on. So mark us as a favorite, and that way, like I said, you'll get reminders. A lot of you are new to the program, and I appreciate you guys listening. I can tell we're getting a lot of new listeners because of the names and stuff like that, so I appreciate you being you. And so that's what I would ask for you. So had some really great callers today, so I appreciate you calling in. And so it was awesome. And I, like I said, I appreciate you so much. And, you know, but also, let me remind you, we are at the end of the month. And what that means for this program, because we won't be on air tomorrow. So I wanted to talk about this because we won't be back on air for a while. So if you'd like to make a donation to this program, it does cost money to be on air here on Blog Talk Radio. It's costing right now $40. I think it's $39.99 to be on air and to have the program that we're having. Right now, I need your help. If you would like to make a donation to the program, you can go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and there's a donation button over there in that big, huge, empty white space because I'm working on the website, but there is a donation button over there right now, and you can click on that and make a donation of any amount would help. This show has been, since we've been on air over a year now, has been supported by you. And I don't see any reason that that would change. And so, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your help. Because money with me is tight as well as with you. So, so do what you can. That's all I ask. That's all the Spirit asks of us, do what we can. You know? And if you can't financially give at this moment, that's okay. You know, pray for us. You know, continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for me. As the host of this program, as the leader of this program, you know, pray for me that I would provide what needs to be provided here. Like I said, you know, I really want to go into a little bit more teaching as we go into November. Of course, we'll have guests here and there and things like that as Spirit provides us, but we need your help to be able to do that. Otherwise, we're going to go down to 30-minute shows because we go to a free account. November 2nd, we go down to a free account if we don't get the money in. So what that means for us is 30-minute shows and stuff like that, and that's just going to limit a lot of stuff. So we're just going to trust Spirit to provide, all right? We always have. Spirit's always stepped up, and so I don't see it being any different. All right? So we're going to head and say goodbye to you right now. Continue, pray for me over the weekend. We will be traveling a little bit of a distance. Pray for me as we travel. I got some people that go with me. And so pray for us as we travel to Springfield, Missouri. If you are in the area of Springfield, Missouri, I will tell you everything that I'm feeling this week, this event is going to be off the hook. I just feel that. I feel like the Spirit's going to bless in a mighty way, and amazing things are going to happen. I just feel it. I feel it inside of me. And so if you are even close to Springfield, Missouri, I would try to get there and experience that. You know, there's nothing like a live event. Live events are awesome. I love them because I love that look on people's face when their loved one steps forward. And I love it when I tell them details that I wouldn't know any other way if I wasn't connected. And I just love that. There's nothing like that of when that connection is made. And I like I said, I count on an honor and a privilege to have the ability and have that, because everybody wants to have that one more day, one more conversation with their loved ones on the other side, and it's just awesome when that happens. And so if you have little kids today and you're going out trick-or-treating, stay safe, be safe, and stuff like that, and white light yourself, be sure you're grounded. If you go out there and stuff like that, because you can pick up a lot of little energies that are floating around right now. So I would be sure that you're white lighted and you're protected today, okay? Because I can feel it. I can feel there's a lot of energy in the air today, and so just remember that, okay? You be you. I'll be me, and together we will get there. I know that, and so hang in there. I will return to air on Monday. Monday we will be on air, as far as I know, at 4 p.m. Central. We're going to go to 4 p.m. Central on Monday, okay? 4 p.m. Central. Make it easier for Rose a little bit. And Rose, thank you so much for helping out today. So we will be on air on Monday at 4 p.m. We will not be on air tomorrow or over the weekend. I will be having an event, and so we're going to be doing that. All right? So I guess it's time to say goodbye. So goodbye, and have a wonderful day. Happy Halloween. Bye-bye. let's go ahead and put this song on.
Don't be the first on the dance floor, the first to raise my hand, the first to state my opinion, the first to take a stand. Light shine. Ow! I'll be on Oprah and Conan, 60 Minutes and The View. They'll all be talking about me and all the things I do. I'll be the one who sets the bar, the one who's in the know. For too many years I hid my light, fearing I was too much and who I was just wasn't right. Then I heard this voice from within and up above saying, you're here to be a shining light and give and receive love. But I'm going for my dream, nothing's in my way. Carpe diem is my mantra, I practice kindness every day.
Beam of radiant light.